KHJQ, this is KHJOY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Looking for check-ins. Took me a few minutes because NetLogger is giving me a heartburn. Let me type that in. How are you tonight?
Well, doing pretty good. Noise seems to be down a little bit on the band. Got that brain-racking tendency or attribute that it normally has. So I hope that doesn't mean it's dead, but we'll see how it goes. But anyway, good evening, Bob.
Good evening. You're a little light, and for some reason, NetLogger is stuck. There it goes. It finally populated with you. I don't know what's going on with it. It says it's having a hard time contacting QRZ, so that's how it populates. So, alrighty, sir, I've got you in there. Let me see who else I can find for the LibertyNetRadio.org. This is KHJOY.
KHJOY, please copy KC3.
Good evening. I heard the KC3, but I missed it the second half.
Protect the Constitution.
KC3 PTC. Timothy, good evening. I corrected it to Tim. Alrighty, let me see who else I can come up with. CQ, CQ. This is KAHJOY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Please come. NetLogger is having a crap fit, so I'm trying to type, but for some reason it's definitely giving me a hard time, so that's what I'm working on. righty, John, I finally got it in there. Kilo Delta 2, Whiskey Yankee Kilo. I've got you on the list. You'll be the fourth one I'll call on. Over.
I was just looking for a radio check. I just fixed my antenna. I'm not going to be on long. How do you read me?
Well, your audio is pretty good, but I only have a signal strength of a 20 over S9 here in Akron, Ohio.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll be 73. Good night.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you. KD2, Whiskey Yankee Kilo will be clear. Let's see. I've got Mr. Clint. Mr. Clint, I'll put you in there.
Thank you much, Robert. How's my signal? Can you hear me okay?
CQ, I'm sorry for the delay. I'm having a struggling time with NetLogger for some reason. CQ, this is KAHJOY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm going to open the door. I'm sorry it's kind of bumpy tonight for some reason. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe is the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now, and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium net, the gold standard. Our people are all licensed, unlike some other frequencies. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, let me open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I see N2J and a TT. I like TTs. Miss Laura and Mr. Martin are listening. Let me see who else I can come up with before we kick this party off. This is KAHJOY with the Saturday Night Liberty Net. All righty, well, I'm going to open up with an article from Western Journal. Biden vowed to end Trump's dangerous, inhumane policy, but now he's begging to reinstate it. On the 2020 campaign trail, President Joe Biden, also known as Sippy Cup Joe, repeatedly demonized then-President Donald Trump for his treatment of immigrants, like this guy's treating them nice. Now that he is in office, Biden is realizing the secure border is a lot harder than he protected. Yeah, the border czar, she's doing a hell of a job. On Thursday, the Biden administration told courts it was planning to reinstate Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, The Hill reported. The policy, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocol, required Islam asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while awaiting their case determinations instead of living in the United States. In this exact same policy Biden called inhumane and dangerous just a year and a half ago. According to CNN, which is the Clinton News Network, Biden initially kept his campaign promise and officially ended the policy on June 1st of this year. Now, as a record number of illegal immigrants flood the U.S. border, the Biden administration has been reduced to begging Mexico for the policy's reinstatement. In April, the states of Missouri and Texas sued the Department of Homeland Security for suspending the policy. They won the suit at the district court level, as well as appeals to both the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court. After the president ended the policy, Mexico apparently decided they were not so fond of it either. The DHS filings, well, they're not afraid of this guy. DHS filing from Thursday said Mexico has made clear that its concerns about aspects of how MPP has previously implemented and that without certain improvements to the program, it will not decide to accept MPP enrollees. Basically, Mexico is saying, the hell with you, United States, you can have all these people. Since the individuals would be sent to their country, Mexico has a good bit of leverage in negotiations about the policy. According to the filings, Mexico proposed changes to the policy, including the U.S. promising to rule on all asylum cases in 6 months, as well as increased protections against sending particular vulnerable populations to Mexico. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt accused the DHS of dragging out the process in a statement obtained on Fox News. In April, we sued the Biden administration over their cancellation of the Remain in Mexico policy and won at the District Court, Fifth Court of Appeals, and the United States Supreme Court, requiring Biden to implement the policy. Despite multiple court orderings, the Biden administration has to re-implement the policy, they have repeatedly slow-walked the process. Recent developments in this case further outline just how incompetent the Biden administration is. Really? We're now seeing that? After taking a big game about ending MPP, Biden is now being forced not only to reinstate the policy, but also to do so on Mexico's terms. Again, these people are not afraid of Sippy Cup Joe. He's terrible. Well, with that being said, let's see. There's Mr. Clint releases findings. Oh, it's about the Arizona. I'll have to click on that. Let me see if I have anybody else new, and then I will get this started. CQ, CQ, this is KAJOY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
That's a kilo 4 whiskey X-ray.
Mr. Russ, good to hear you. KK4WX in the state of Georgia. How are you, sir?
Oh, we're doing fine, Bob. Doing fine. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're able to copy my little signal here out of Georgia, over.
Well, you're kind of light tonight, but the band's not real cooperative, but I hear you 20 over S9. So let's get this started so we can get to you. I'm going to start off with Mr. Bill in Pennsylvania, KO4FE, KHLY. Good evening, Bill. The frequency's yours.
Okay, KAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay, Bob, the real Liberty Net, not the pervert grifter net. The original, this is the original Liberty Net. So anyway, I was having that problem with RF in the rig last week, and I went through and shortened up all my ground wires. I don't know if that's where it was coming from, but it seemed like a potential route for RF. So I got all those shortened up and segregated away from, well, as best I could, anything containing RF. I don't know if that's going to do it. Maybe later on I'll try to bump the power up a little bit. I'm only running about, peaking between 900 and 1100 watts. But maybe I'll kick it up a little bit later. But anyway, for now, got an article here. Now, this is actually good news. Poll, Joe Biden's job approval hits new low, 36%. So finally, some people are waking up. It says, President Joe Biden's job approval continues to crash with a new low of 36.4% during the first 9 months of his presidency, according to a Zogby poll. After facing a botched Afghanistan withdrawal and more recently a supply chain crisis. Additionally, 61.3% of respondents gave Biden a negative rating when asked about the president's job performance. 2.3% were unsure of how they felt. Well, it should be 99% disapproval, because Biden was viewed negatively among all age groups, particularly the younger generation of voters between 18 and 29, who viewed him 63% negatively and only 34% positively. The poll revealed that Biden has lost the support from the majority of Hispanic voters, 41% positive, 59% negative, and an overwhelming majority of independent voters, 24% positive, 71% negative. You know, I want to say something about these so-called independent voters. I always wonder, well, who are these independent voters? They seem to swing like a weather vane every election. You know, I compare them to somebody that, if they walking down a road, you got a certain group of people that'll try to walk the middle line. I guess they think they can dodge one way or another, but I would say that probably walking in the middle of the road is not a good idea. But these independent voters, I wonder exactly who are they? I mean, how can an independent voter go from favoring Biden and vote for him to being 71% negative? I mean, what did these so-called independent voters think was going to happen when they voted this senile idiot into the office? It really makes you wonder, you know, are these independent voters just empty-headed people that don't know what the hell they're voting for, and they just seem to react like with emotion, I guess, on who's makes them feel better or worse, and they just at the moment, and they just vote according to that? Because as I recall, back around the election, independent voters were like, most of them supported Biden. Now they're negative. So I wonder, what do these so-called independent voters think they were going to get? I don't know. You know, I don't know what percentage are actually independent. I've heard as high as 30% of the people are so-called independent. That really doesn't give me a lot of hope for so-called independent voters. I don't know who they are. You know, the left's always dug in, and the conservatives, they'd rather drink a bucket of buzzard puke than vote for a Democrat, so we know where they're at, but these independents just swing back and forth as if they don't have any real opinions. They just, like I said, swing like a weather vane. Well, anyway, he's not popular with them. He's down, the independents don't like him. 71% are negative on Biden, so that's not good. I would think the Democrats should be kind of worried about their prospects in the midterm election. I really don't think Biden's in charge. He seems more like a puppet than anything else. There's somebody calling the shots, or a group of people behind the scenes calling the shots. I don't think it's Kamala Harris. She just doesn't seem very bright. I think there's a cabal of Democrat leftists who are actually in control of Biden. They just push him out in front of the microphones to make a few statements and then pull him back off. It's like they have an invisible shepherd's hook that they can grab him and get him off the stage before he says something stupid. Well, anyway, speaking of Kamala Harris, you know, she's always there to throw out some kind of anti-white rhetoric, and it headline off the Daily Mail, it says, "Shame of white explorers. Kamala Harris shames European colonists who ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations and vowed the Biden administration will work to address the impact of America's shameful past. Yeah, I wish all these self-haters and these anti-Americans who are so worried about white explorers and colonizers and all that, why don't they just pack up and leave, you know? Their rhetoric's totally empty because they talk about how the country belongs to the Indians. Well, if it belongs to them, then why don't you just give your $500,000 house to the nearest Indian tribe and go back to whatever country your ancestors came from? But they never do that. They don't have any. It's all rhetoric and virtue signaling. All of it. They're all hypocrites and liars. Because the fact of the matter is, Kamala Harris wouldn't be Vice President of the United States if it wasn't for those evil white colonists. You know, she wouldn't be running around in a $1,000 outfit. She wouldn't be riding around in limousines. She wouldn't probably have $5 million in the bank. She wouldn't be living the luxurious life that she obviously lives if it wasn't for those evil white colonizers, much to their detriment. Joe Biden wouldn't be making deals with the Chinese and the Ukraine, and his son certainly wouldn't be able to run around making porn videos and when he's not snorting or smoking crack. So anyway, let's get back to Kamala Harris. She said Kamala Harris has vowed to address the so-called shameful past of America's European explorers, saying they ushered in a wave of devastation for Native Americans when they arrived 500 years ago. You know what's never mentioned in all this, these hand-wringing virtue signaling lectures, is the fact that the Indians, a lot of them, were murderous savages, as written about in the Declaration of Independence. And they murdered every white person they could find. Young, old, babies, old people, raped women to death. I mean, they were nasty. So I don't want to hear about evil white colonists because they had to fight for their lives. And this happened all over the place. And anyone that reads history books written in the 1800s and the stories told by eyewitnesses and people who were actually, their families were white, damn near wiped out by Indian attacks. Those kind of books are hard to find, but they're still in print, still available. I'd say people need to read those damn books and get off this libtard, self-hating, anti-white bullshit. So anyway, it says the Vice President was speaking at the National Congress of American Indians 78th Annual Convention held this year in Portland, Oregon. She spoke the day after Columbus Day, which has been formally recognized for the first time this year as so-called Indigenous Peoples Day by President Joe Biden. Harris told delegates, since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of American, of European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But this is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. Yeah, it's never talked about that the Indians so-called stole land from each other. They attacked each other. If one tribe couldn't defend their land, it was taken by another. So white people just came here and were playing by the exact same rules that the Indians played by when it came to each other. Anyway, the guilt-mongering continues. Harris said the Biden administration would work to right the wrongs inflicted on Native American communities for generations. On Monday, Biden signed an executive order designed to help Native American communities with educational and economic opportunities. said, we must not shy away from this shameful path. We must shed light on it, do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today, said Harris. Well, Kamala, you can do something. You can go back to Africa or the Bahamas or I don't know where. She's mixed race, so I don't know where she could go. But you can leave America and leave all of your property to the nearest Indians. I'm sure they would appreciate that. And you can do, I mean, you say you want to do everything. Well, give your land to the Indian, back to the Indians if it belongs to them, if you really believe that. She said Native Americans are more likely to live in poverty, to be unemployed, and often struggle to get quality health care and find affordable housing. She pointed out that Native Americans make up a large portion of the armed forces. What portion of them? I was in the military. I don't think I ever met a American Indian who was in the service. I'm not saying there aren't any, but they don't make up a large portion of the armed forces. I mean, that's just not true. She said this persistent inequity, this persistent injustice is not right. The pandemic has only made it worse. She said that Biden's $3.5 trillion infrastructure will help Native American communities, highlighting improved internet access and better facilities. Then she goes on to talk about she wants to build, you know what this is? This is just pandering for votes is what this sounds like, because none of this stuff that she's talking about and all this virtue signaling is going to make amount of hill of beans. They're talking about getting them water and things like that. Harris pointed out that Native women and girls are missing and murdered at alarming rates. Well, I don't think it's white people or even blacks or anyone else that's murdering them. It's other American Indians are killing each other, and they're killing their girls and women. Believe me, if it was white people killing them, it would be all over the news for decades, for years. So the fact that they're being murdered, that sounds like an in-house problem for the American Indians. So anyway, she's pandering. She's talking about, you know, she's perfectly fine with blaming white people for all this. Of course, she's part white, so I don't know what she would do. I think she's, well, I'm not sure she's part white. She's part Caucasian because she's like half, I think her mother was from India and her father was mixed race, so she's got some white genes, but a lot of them are Hindus, and she's got some black from Bahamas, but I don't think it's very much. Probably 25% at most. So anyway, Kamala Harris is on there just like all the other Democrats and leftists, blaming white people for everything and babbling on about the Indians and how they need to be made right. Well, like I said, all these liberals, these guilt mongers, these self-haters, these stolen land promoters, hey, give you what you have to the Indians. Set an example and go back to where your ancestors came from if you believe all this nonsense. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAJOY, True Liberty Net, from KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. And that's right, the True Liberty Net, not the unlicensed, whatever that net's called. I can't remember what they call that down there, but... I had two comments. One was you're talking about the independents. It's like the independents, they were just voting because they hated Trump. They don't know why they hated him. I have friends that when I talked to them, the woman said that Trump was a liar, a rapist, and let's see, a liar, rapist, and a racist. And I said, please tell me specifically one of his lies. Well, he always lies. But tell me one of his lies. He always lies. I can tell you Joe's lies, so tell me one of his. I said, okay, tell me why he's a racist, because he had more colored, more blacks, and more women in his cabinet than any other president in the past. Well, he's a racist. Okay, you can't, all you're doing is repeating CNN. I asked her, then why is he a rapist? Well, he said that he wanted to grab a girl's vagina. I said, well, Joe Biden, when he was a senator, he stuck his fingers up Tara Reid's. And then pretty much the conversation was over. It's kind of amazing. You know, it's just, they're just haters. That's all they are, is haters. But now I like to say to my liberal friends, hey, how much is gasoline where you are? Mine's over a dollar more than under Trump. How much is your gasoline? Well, they don't like that. I ask them, man, I'd like to have a good steak. Would you mind picking me one up? Because I'm a little low on money. So they're seeing the effects of this failed administration. So, all right, Bill, thank you. KO4FE. There's a little bit of noise that follows your voice. When you speak, there's like a crackling, I don't know if it's RF, I don't know what it is, but there's a little noise behind your voice. Over.
Hey, Bill, you're still having RF problems. You're still having RF problems, and the longer you got into your transmission, the worse it got. So, you know, you might want to look at your leads going into that equalizer thing that you got there. Yes, those leads are probably picking up some RF or something. KK4WX.
KD0RFA.
Hello, Mr. Mo. Bill, did you hear what Russell said about that there's still some RF in your signal?
Yeah, I did hear it, and it is. Yeah, he didn't. His voice didn't come out here near as good as it did last week. Over.
Roger, Roger, Mr. Mo. I put you in that logger, so I will come back to you. But I'm going to run down to Tim, KC3, Papa Tango Charlie, Mr. Tim in Pennsylvania. It is your turn.
Well, good evening, everybody on the net. I just wanted to say it's been a while. I've been working, but tonight I had the night off. Boy, Bill's touched on a lot of things. I like following him because I kind of quickly jot down some notes. So first, independents. Yeah, they're the undecided, undecided voters. And I agree with you, Bill. They voted for Biden because they hated Trump, or it was that Bob that said that, because I think you guys are making the same point about the independent voters. They were uninformed and uneducated, and they just easily swayed by the media. Biden's approval rating. Well, I think Jimmy Carter's going to be happy about this one. He has now been relieved in command of leading the charge of the worst presidents that we had in recent times. So kudos to Jimmy Carter to finally get off of that list. I think out of that 36% support for Joe Biden, 90% of that is Taliban fighters. So I think that's where Biden's support comes from. Well, maybe not quite 90, maybe 80, and the rest of the, China and Russia. Kudos to Joe Biden for once again proving Jay Trump is the best president we've had in recent times. What else? Oh, yeah, Joe Biden in his news conference, as he reads the teleprompter and then quickly turns his back on the American people when it came time to answer questions. There's a standard guy that's really looking out for our country. Anybody who believes that this man was voted into office is a fool. I'm sorry, I don't miss words. I'm a Sagittarius. You're absolutely a fool. And I will tell my closest friends that same thing. You think he was voted in? You're a fool. It's plain and simple. It's evident. He is being controlled. My theory is it's Obama that is at the controls, being directed by various conglomerate of world dominators. They've been pushing for years for one world government. They created the pandemic so that they can govern the whole world in the same way, as you see going on. Everybody's got to wear their masks and be locked down. Look what they're doing in Australia. Just locking people up arbitrarily, forcibly taking children away from the parents just to give them their shot. It's able to be done there because, hey, people, they got disarmed. They gladly gave up their weapons, and they're probably regretting it now. Kamala Harris, yeah. Highly qualified Kamala Harris because, let's face it, she was a woman of color. And Joe Biden promised to put a woman of color in office. Didn't matter if she was qualified to do the job, right? Because he had to have a woman of color. That same woman says that the office of vice president is just too much for one person to handle. So kudos to Kamala Harris for being an ultimate failure. Second only to Joe Biden, so I think they, the lineup there is pretty good, number one and number two. And how about Joe Biden wanting to spend trillions of dollars to get us back to where we were 6 months ago, 8 months ago, under Donald J. Trump? He wants to spend billions of dollars to get the economy rolling. It was already rolling. It's only failing because of what he did. And he's got to be eating some crow with the re-implementation of, stay in Mexico. It's got to be a... Donald Trump is smiling from ear to ear on that one, I'm sure. My only fear is that the only way that we're not coming back from this is the Dominion voting machines, but we'll just go ahead and tally everything up in favor of the communists. And, I don't know. Where does that bring us? You know, it's crazy. Oh, and one last thing. Every time I pull up to a gas pump on Amazon, they sell these pictures, little stickers, rather. It's a picture of Joe Biden pointing his finger with a goofy look on his face, a very normal look. And he says, I did that. And every time I pull up to a gas pump, I put one of those stickers on there. My local gas station keeps ripping them down. I just keep putting them up. And I think I'm going to start putting them up in the supermarkets as well. Anyway, it's great to be here tonight. I missed checking in. And I love hearing all the comments. Thank you, everybody, for allowing me to join in. KC3, protect the Constitution, back to net control.
Thank you, Tim. KC3, protect the Constitution. You were talking about stickers. I got to tell you, my phone has a, it's an email, but it's like a text message. I guess they call them memes. It's a picture of a girl laying on the bed, and she texts her boyfriend. And she says, send me a dick pic. And the boyfriend's laying on the bed, and he sends her a picture of Joe Biden.
Well, that's great. I love that one. It never ceases to amaze me.
All righty, sir. Thank you. Let's see. The next gentleman checked out. Let me see if Clint. I think Clint's on an SDR, but I'm not sure. Mr. Clint in Michigan, KC8EHR. Are you on the radio or are you on an SDR? Over.
Hey, Robert. This is Clint, KC8EHR. How do you copy? Over.
Well, I think you're transmitting, and I just barely hear some sound over the noise. So let me see if Bill hears you in Pennsylvania. Mr. Bill, do you hear Mr. Clint in Michigan?
I wasn't paying attention. How's the audio? I'm trying to play around with some of these settings. I got the headphones on. I'm trying to monitor it. How's it sound now?
Your audio is lower, but I don't hear that RF noise.
Okay, roger that. Maybe I'm hitting it too hard. I don't know. But anyway, how does that sound? Hang on, I got this thing is really too high. How does that sound there?
That sounds pretty good, and the RF noise is not in there.
Okay, roger that. I think it's a audio, something in the audio chain. No, I didn't copy, I didn't get Clint's transmission.
Alrighty, I'm going to have to pass Clint. I am running power. I'm pushing 600 watts, but I do not hear you, but I see you typing to me. So I'll have to just, I'll come around to you on the second turn. If there's something you'd like me to read, type it to me, and I'll be happy to. I'm going to jump down and say hi to Miss Laura, N2JTT and N2IRJ. Get your butt over there to Jersey and get a station up in the air.
Coming.
I love you both. Laura more than Marty. Marty's got this scraggly gray hair. Anyhow, Mr. Russell, KK4WX, KJY, it is your time.
Okay, okay, Mr. Bob, was there a break in there? Did you hear somebody over?
Let me try. Was there somebody that wanted to break in?
Yeah, Bob, I'm sorry, to KC3PTC. I was able to hear Clinton, Michigan. I was in the room, but I was able to copy him.
Okay, he's typing me, but I don't hear him, so I'm going to try to catch him on the second round. Thank you, PTC. All righty, Mr. Russ, it's up to you.
Okay, Bob. K88JOY in the Liberty Net. This is KK4WX right back. And first off, right off the top, because I want to get this said and done. Bill, I know you hate to hear this, and I hate to be the one to tell you, but if it was me, of course, I would want to know that you still have some kind of RF on your signal. It's not as bad when you pipe it down some, but you shouldn't be getting that. You shouldn't be getting that no matter, I mean, you know, you should be able to crank that thing up to full power, and you shouldn't be getting that at all. Now, I'm going to tell you a few recommendations or a few things that I have done to clean my station up. One of the things that I run, which makes which adds to a lot of RF in the shack, is I run 450 ohm ladder line, and as anyone probably knows, it's not the cleanest way. It's the lowest loss way as far as getting your power to your antenna. Your 450 ohm ladder line virtually has no loss at all, but it does have a lot of RF. It creates a lot of RF in the shack. And I run a lot of digital stuff. I always have my laptop sitting up here, and I've got other monitors, and I run a lot of FT8, a lot of RTTY, and so forth and so on. So it's real susceptible to RF, and I have gotten a lot of RF in this stuff before. But what I did is I took I bought quite a few toroids, these donut-shaped looking things. And I forget the number, but the ones that I got are probably, they're certainly greater than probably about twice as big as a silver dollar. But matter of fact, the hole in the middle is probably about the size of a silver dollar, or close, at least a 50-cent piece. But I use them to make these transformers for these end-fed half-wave antennas, which they do a good job. I get them from Mauser Electronics, and I can give you the part number on them. But they really work good. And what I do is on all my leads that's going into my computer and everything, I leave them long. I don't try to shorten them up. I actually want them long because I can weave that cord in and out and around that donut-shaped toroid, and it creates a choke or filter or something, and it really cleans up everything. I don't have any RF whatsoever. But my suspicions after talking to you, I would look at that equalizer deal that you got from that gentleman, and I would take the lead going to that maybe the input and output and all, and I would put some Polaroids in line with that going in and out and see if that won't clean it up. If you would like to do some experimenting or have somebody do some listening for you, just let me know. And I'll be glad to meet you on the air right here or wherever you want to do it at any time, any day of the week. And we'll sit here and work with it and try to get it cleaned up. I know it's aggravating. And if I was you, I would certainly want to get, I know you want to get it cleaned up. So that's all I've got to say about that. It's just, it's definitely there. And it's not as pronounced when you turn the gain way down, but I still detect it. So, okay, let's get down to the meat here. This is KK4WX again. This was Thursday, October 14th, 2021 on this article. And it says, Delta Airline pilot dies mid-flight days after vaccination. A flight attendant reportedly said that earlier this month, a recently vaccinated pilot flying out of Los Angeles died during a commercial flight, leading the co-pilot to make an emergency landing. This is Thursday, October 14th, 2021. A recently vaccinated pilot died during a flight, causing the co-pilot to make an emergency landing. A Delta Airlines flight attendant present for the incident said, according to Dr. Jane Ruby, a former drug development expert at the Food and Drug Administration. In an October 11th video broadcast of the Stu Peters Show, Ruby told viewers that a Delta Airlines flight attendant, along with two separate whistleblowers, said that earlier this month, a recently vaccinated pilot flying out of Los Angeles died during a commercial flight, leading the co-pilot to make an emergency landing. Well, this sounds like a repeat every time I read that. Three different times it's put in the article, three different times. Anyway, I'll go on. Quote, a pilot died in flight within the last 10 days, according to these sources, closure quote, revealed Ruby. Quote, the co-pilot told flight attendants that the captain was speaking normally one moment, then said a few weird things, then died, she continued. The flight had to make an emergency landing. Without revealing the identities of the whistleblowers, Ruby affirmed that she had vetted the sources and confirmed their claims. She said her three sources are a Delta Airlines pilot, a Delta Airlines flight attendant who witnessed the event, and a relative of a Delta Airlines employee. Continuing,
let me see if my FWR, hello, yeah, okay.
Continuing in her explanation of the event reported to her by the whistleblowing attendant, the deceased pilot was an LAX-based person, and the plane was landed safely, but she is uncertain what explanation, if any, the passengers were given as to why their flight was diverted. According to Ruby, the flight attendant was told by the co-pilot that the now deceased captain had completed his second shot just several days prior to the tragic event. Delta Airlines has since come out denying the incident ever took place. And according to USA Today, stated that the coronavirus vaccines do not cause death. contrasting Delta's claim that the vaccines do not cause death is the European Union's official data, the World Health Organization data, and the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, database co-run by the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The WHO database lists 2.1 million adverse effect reports related to the injections, while the European Union's data shows over 2 million injuries and at least 21,000 deaths in EU countries alone.
Wow.
Did you get that, folks? Over at least 21,000 deaths in European countries alone. I believe it's a lot higher than that because those are just the ones that they've let get out or slip. It says VAERS in America currently reports a whopping 16,000 dead Americans, with the sworn testimony of whistleblowers claiming VAERS suffers from severe underreporting, and the more accurate number is the conservative estimate of at least 45,000 deaths. Then Ruby added that this is just one of many suspicious events that has occurred since vaccine mandates for airlines have become almost ambiguous, alleging that the mid-flight death is not an anomaly, but part of a larger crisis that is much bigger than people think. Ruby mentioned a Seattle-based pilot who was found dead from an embolism.
What is that? I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Two Atlanta-based flight attendants were found dead in their home. One Salt Lake City pilot who suffered a breakthrough infection and died of kidney failure after being put on remdesivir. And a 47-year-old Salt Lake City flight attendant, base manager, who died suddenly. Although Delta Airlines has not explicitly mandated the vaccine, the company did announce a vaccination program that requires unvaccinated employees to pay a $200 monthly surcharge if they are covered by the company's health care plan. This plan has led to a reported vaccination rate of over 90% company-wide. The institution of mandatory or coercive COVID-19 injection policies in the workplace has been a cause for concern in the medical community and the legal community alike. Just last month, Dr. Peter McCullough, along with more than two dozen top doctors and scientists, filed a lawsuit against the FDA to obtain the data and information the agency used to approve the use of the Pfizer shot, despite the widespread concern surrounding their safety and efficiency. Lawyer Aaron Seary penned an article outlining the necessity of the lawsuit in the light the increased prevalence of the vaccine mandates and vaccine coercion policies nationwide. Transparency demands the FDA immediately disclose the data it relied upon to license the Pfizer vaccine. Not tomorrow, but today, wrote the lawyer. Scientists, healthcare professionals, and every person in this country, especially those mandated to receive this product, should have access to the data now. The CDC and the FDA hold all the data. You don't. They hold all the data. Where's the report card? They work for us, demand it, said Dr. McCullough, a world-renowned cardiologist and expert on the early treatment of COVID-19. He says, quote, every time you're confronted with this, oh, my employee wants me to take a vaccine, then you ask, where's the report card from the CDC and the FDA? Demand a report card until we get a transparent. I caught it on Lindell TV on frankspeech.com. So there, back to you, Bob. Hope you're able to copy this signal here. KAHJOY in the Liberty Net from KK4WA.
Yes, I was, Mr. Rush, and I've also heard about the pilot that passed. It's kind of interesting. A friend of mine who kind of ignored me for almost 2 years, he's a ranger, so he's in law enforcement. He is gay, but he avoided me like the plague. And he's one of those, you know, vaxxers. He has to be vaccinated. Well, the department that he works for, one of their people is sick with COVID, and another one is in really bad shape. But the one that's in bad shape is overweight. He's older. He's a diabetic, and he's a habitual smoker. So he's got four things going against him. Any type of flu or pneumonia would definitely put that gentleman in peril. So he texted me and said, you know, did you hear about Danny and Eddie? And I said, yeah, I heard they weren't doing well. I said, you know, and then he puts in it that they were not vaxxed. And I said, you know, vaxxed people are dying also. In fact, there was a pilot in a United Airlines plane that died after his second shot. And his response was, have a good night. So he didn't want to debate it anymore with me, which was kind of funny. But, yes, there's problems. I'm happy people that have gotten it that we know are doing okay. But I think an interesting piece of statistics, and I'll say it tonight while I'm talking to you, Russ, COVID-19 deaths in 2020 was 352,000. That's in a 12-month period. The same, less than the same period, in a 10-month period, not a full 10 months, by the way, because we're still in October, the deaths from COVID has been 353,000. So that's more deaths in 10 months than last year, and we have this, you know, vaccine. It's not an answer to everything. And these places of business are acting like it's the answer to everything. And to me, the only answer that it's really to is controlling the American public. My body, my choice. So thank you, Mr. Russ. I'm going to move on and say hi to Mr. Moe in Nebraska. I'm going to clear with KK4WX. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Good evening, Mr. Moe. What do you have to say?
KD0RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, for picking me up. Not much to say, but it says here the U.S. Securities might be losing their luster as a safe haven asset with 10-year yield shooting up as the S&P 500 was tumbling, a report says. So maybe the U.S. Treasury isn't too safe to have your money in today. I don't know. Anyway, it's great to get on the net. And this has nothing to do with the government, but I got my
hunting cab mounted on the trailer tonight. KD0RSA, I'll turn back to you, Bob. Over.
All righty, Mr. Moe. I'm curious. Have you been able to go out and do your welding on your tower? Over.
Come again?
Have you been able to do the welding? The welding on your tower because of the weather? Over.
I slowed down when it was real cold there, but today we got a warm day, and right now we're still 54 degrees, which is really a heat wave in this country, because by now we're usually down in the low 40s or upper 30s. Back to net, over.
Roger, roger. We are 49 degrees. You are warmer in Nebraska than I am in Ohio. Over.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. Over.
How interesting. All righty, Mr. Moe. Ride along with us. KD0RSA, KJY. Before I go to the top of the list, do I have anybody new for the Saturday Night Liberty Net?
Whiskey Zero, Michael Popoff.
Whiskey Zero, Michael Papa. Hello there, Minnesota Mike. It's good to hear you. For some reason, Netlogger is really being ornery. But, Mr. Michael, what do you got to say? Over.
Oh, not too much. Is it okay if I say net?
Please do. Say it a couple times.
Okay, this sounds like a good net tonight. I'm glad to be on the net with everyone else that's on the net. So there we go. Oh, well, I won't make it for a second round. I just came in here. I'm going to run back in the house. There's some family stuff going on, but I knew you were up here, or figured to be up here, so I thought I'd jump in and say hello. Don't have any earth-shattering news. I haven't really listened to the news this weekend. I feel better when I don't, but I will watch it during the week, I guess. I'll tune into some things, but you got to be careful because there's a lot of bogus information out there. You really got to screen your sources. So sometimes on the weekend, I kind of tune it out. Maybe I'll get some here on the Liberty Net and get a little bit of the goings on listening here. So I will also say 7-3s with this round. Everyone have a great night. Mr. Moe is coming in really strong, a 10 over at least, and from Nebraska there. So. Very good, Robert. Nice to talk to you, and everyone have a good evening and a great rest of your net. W0MP.
All righty, Minnesota Mike. I will talk to you tomorrow night when I'm moderating down the band on that net.
That's good. Sounds good. We'll catch you on the other net.
All righty, sir. I'll show you checked out. Thank you for joining. Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, KJY. I want to just read something. I read it Wednesday. So that 100 employees or better mandate that Joe Biden made. So there's a quote that says, according to several sources, so far it appears no such mandate has been sent to the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs yet for approval. That's where Joe Biden was mandating employers with 100 or more people, they must vaccinate. The White House, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and the Department of Labor hasn't released any official guidelines for the alleged mandate. There is no executive order. There's nothing but a press release. And look at the stir that press release caused, but there's no executive order. I thought that was kind of interesting. With that being said, I'll pass it back to Mr. Bill, KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, KO4FE, how's the audio sounding?
I hear you well, but I still, like Russ says, I still hear a little of that RF in the background, but it's not objectionable, and you sound, you know, well enough to carry on.
Okay, roger that. How does it sound now? I'm dead running at 50% power. Are you still getting RF?
In the beginning I did, and then when you said, are you still getting RF, I didn't hear it.
Well, I'm running barefoot at 50 watts. Are you getting any now?
I don't hear any now.
I can't hear your signal well enough to even tell if you're if you got any up. So you got to have a little bit of power there because your signals went down to almost nothing, Bill. KK4WX.
Amen.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I got the amplifier off. I'm running at 100 watts now. Is that copyable?
No copy.
You're almost not copyable. You're just above the noise level.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to take a break here. I tried snapping on 3 ferrites on this cable going from the equalizer to the radio. Apparently, that's all right. I'm going to work on this and see if I can figure out what's going on because I haven't really changed anything. This RF thing just kind of popped up, and I've been trying to do some things to mediate it. It's not working, so I'm going to look at this rig. Maybe I got a loose connection somewhere. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY to KO4FH.
All righty, Bill. I will catch you on the 73 round. Let me take it down to Clint. Maybe I can hear Clint. He typed in that he was hearing a little RF. So let me go to Clint. KC8EHR with your D104 microphone. KAHJOY.
Hey, Bill, take that thing out of line. Just take it out of line and then try it, and then you'll know if you've eliminated the problem there. Do the process of elimination. Just take that deal out of line and then try it. This is KK4WH.
And that's what I was going to suggest. It almost sounds like he's off frequency just a little bit over.
I know you're talking, Clint, but I cannot make out what you're saying. Over.
Bobby, I hear you just above the noise also. I don't know, maybe the band's not doing us any favors tonight. Over.
The band doesn't sound really good, you know, kind of short, but yet way out to Nebraska, I can hear him really well.
Yeah, I hear the gentleman down in Georgia real well also. I hear him really good.
All righty. Well, I'll run through the list again, and maybe we can hear you better on the 73 round. Over. All righty. I'm going to say hi to Laura and Mr. Mike, my Mr. Martin. Boy, my brain is gone. N2JTT and N2IRJ. Down to you, Mr. Russ, KK4WX, with all your radio repairs. What else you have for us?
Okay, Bob. KAHJOY from KK4WX. Yeah. I didn't mean to, I did mean to, but anyway, I'm sorry I butted in several times trying to assist Bill there. But I know he's aggravated with that, and I don't blame him. But the quick way to start the process of elimination is just go down the line like you would anything else when you're troubleshooting something, is just use the process of elimination. And first thing I would do is take that equalizer out of line. I'll take it out, try it, and see what kind of results you get then. If that fixes it, then you know where to work. What you need to do to work on something in the equalizer is pulling the RF in. But anyway, I'm going to suspect that's the problem because I can't believe that 7300 has got a problem. Otherwise, I don't know, unless there's some kind of weird microphone set up or a cable that's pulling it in. I don't know. But I've heard that radio too many times, and I know it sounds good. And you put out a great, strong signal with full power, so something's going on. I've got another little thing here I would like to get to my wife. I won't go into detail about what what all, you know, as far as her employer and all, but she's sort of faced with the same difficult task, but fortunately for her and myself, we're right here on the edge of retirement, and we could retire. We could go ahead and retire now, although we don't want to, because we're right here at the, you know, the getting toward the end of our working tenure the last few years, and if we don't finish out the last few years, it's going to show on our, it's going to really show on our income for the rest of our lives. But can we? Yeah, we can. We can retire, and that's what we're going to do. If we're going to retire, both her and myself, I don't seem to have the problem as much as she does. But with her employer, she really had a tough time, and I pointed her to an organization called the Liberty Council. And so she's been working with them, and they've been helping her with the religious exemption. Now, for any of you that might be interested in this, I would recommend to contact the Liberty Council. And by the way, they are representing, I believe, a lot of the military and federal employees on this so-called vaccine mandate. So you can contact them. They'll give you recommendations on what to do. And so she filed for a mandate, but then she's had to respond back. And she's done a lot of research herself, a terrific amount of research. And my hat's off to my wife. I tell you, I'm really a blessed man. God's blessed me with a wonderful wife, and she's not only wonderful, but she's extremely smart, and she's got a master's degree, as well as a bachelor's, of course, and several majors. So she's extremely intelligent. I just really don't deserve such a great wife, but her research is just impeccable, and I'm going to read some of what she has included in her so-called religious exemption. So I'm going to start reading the PowerPoints on it. It says, difficult truth. Some vaccines are developed using aborted fetal tissue, and some even contain aborted fetal cell lines remained in the final product. This has been widespread since the 1960s, when Leonard Hayflick developed the first widely used aborted fetal cell line, and it's in parentheses WI-38, from the lungs of a little girl, and used it to grow viruses in her remains for use in vaccines. Goes on, the body of Christ simply has not been adequately and accurately informed on this devastating fact. Abortion and vaccines. The unfruitful work of darkness of abortion has been a part of the vaccine industry beginning in the 1930s when Albert Sabin began developing a polio vaccine. Albert Sabin, 1936, a new approach was made by the use of 3 to 4 months old human embryos obtained aseptically by cesarean section. The brain and cord, the lungs, kidneys, liver, and spleen were stored in the refrigerator. Fragments of these tissues being taken from for the preparation of media at 3-day intervals. Goes on here, it says HEK-293.
says ATK-293, human embryonic kidney, specimen number 293. Abortions performed in the Netherlands, researcher later claimed in congressional testimony that he could not remember if the child was the product of an abortion or miscarriage, as both were used in the project. Total number of aborted children used is unknown. Kidney tissue, gestation age not recorded. Used in drugs. Pulmonzyme reproelectate RHFVI and NUIC and Ebola vaccine in development. Used to map the COVID spike protein, thus used to develop all current COVID-19 vaccines. In parentheses, does not remain in the final injected vaccine solution used to test Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. It says PERC6, abortion in the Netherlands. Mother wanted to get rid of the fetus, father unknown. Aborted at 18 weeks gestation in 1985. Retinal tissue designed specifically for pharmaceutical industry in Ebola, HIV, malaria, and TB vaccine in development. Also used in the production of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, remains in final injection product. Here's the other one. The cell lines used today were created a long time ago. Ginger Taylor of No Defection says, my response, please lay out what you believe the statute of limitations on the blood guilt of these murders. Is it okay to use the remains of Winnie, killed in 1962, but not Dana, killed in 2015, which was not a long time ago? If so, why? Of the children being murdered today, whose remains are sold to the medical research companies tomorrow? Now, how many years before they become a long time ago murder and biblical to you? What is your biblical guidance on this? Because I don't see any statute of limitations on murder. Exodus 20:13, you shall not murder. So anyway, that was some of the PowerPoints there that she had put together, and I thought it was quite excellent. I probably didn't do a good job of reading it, but believe me, she certainly done her research. And what you know, when she emailed this to me through my Yahoo email address, this doesn't show you how these companies are, these big tech, how rotten they are. They red flagged this email for me. I guess they must have opened this up because it was in a PDF format. And they red flagged it and said, why is this message in your inbox? We think this message is spam. We still put it into your inbox as the sender is in your contact list.
Check it.
You can mark this message as safe or remove the sender. And so then it's got a big old box here where if I click it, it says remove the sender and the mark and mark as spam. So how do you like that? What a rotten Yahoo big tech is. So back to you there, Bob. I hope you can still copy. K-A-S-J-O-Y. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to mention this. I know he hadn't checked in tonight, but our friend from Tennessee there, the one that's from up there around Knoxville, they announced on AFR Radio that they have bought a new station that is just a little bit north of Chattanooga. Now, Chattanooga is not exactly right on top of Knoxville, but
But anyway, it's a little bit north of Chattanooga, and I just thought I would tell him that in case he ever checked in. But evidently, evidently he's not checking in tonight. So back there to you, Bob, KA8JOY from KK4WX.
Alrighty, Russell. I want to respond to you, but someone has yelled out check-in, so I'm going to see who that is. Go ahead, check-in.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray, Gary in Point Pleasant.
Hello, Gary. Alrighty, let me go back up to Russell, and I'll get to you in two conversations. Mr. Russell, first off, no problem doing that radio repairs with Bill. That was fine. I just thought it was interesting. And I didn't hear the RF when you said it, but then I heard it the next time he talked. So that is absolutely not a problem, sir. And I got to ask, who's the little guy in your lap that looks really fond of you on your QRZ page?
That's one of our dachshunds. We got two of them. One of them, the oldest one, they're both getting quite old now. They're somewhere around 13, 14 years old. One of them's a year older than the other. And the oldest one, is, which is not in that particular photo, is we call him Rebel. His name is Rebel. And the other one that's in the photo, we call him Mr. Weenie. So they're both neutered males, and they're really, really, really wonderful pets. So we love our dachshunds there. Back to you, Bob, KK4WX.
All righty, Mr. Russell. Well, that is a cute picture. That little dog is like, you know, here I am, I'm with my owner, and I am cool. Over.
Yeah, he really loves me, I'll tell you what. That dog, you know, the other one kind of takes to mama, but that one there kind of takes to me. So he really does, he's a real loyal, as they say, man's best friend.
All righty. Well, thank you for that information. And you made a comment about murder. Well, in man's world, there's no statute of limitations on murder, just like there isn't in the Lord's world. So that should be addressed. All righty, let me go out to Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, KAHJOY. Mr. Mo, it's up to you.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob. I do appreciate getting on and listening. I don't have nothing else to add at the present time, except that the Biden administration is a disaster. And I went downtown yesterday, and I was going to fill my pickup up with some diesel. I went to the station I usually buy it at, and they had raised the price 50 cents. It was up to $3.55. I didn't buy it there. I went back uptown and looked around, and one station had it for $3.33. So that's where I bought the diesel yesterday. I don't know what made it go up so high, but yesterday also crude oil hit 82.60, if I heard right. 82.60 a barrel. Well, that's clear out of reason as far as I'm concerned. Because Trump had it down to where it was reasonable. The people were working. We were getting a good pipeline. And fuel was a decent price. So I don't know what's going on with Biden, but keep your powder dry. KD0RSA. I'll turn it back to you, Bob. Over.
Roger, roger. Last year under President Trump, it was $1.87 here in Richfield. Today, our gasoline is $3.29 a gallon, and our diesel fuel is $3.59 a gallon. So he has done us no favors. But people that are wealthy, they don't even pay attention. But you and I, that is very difficult because we're adding like $20 per tank full for our fuel. Over.
Well, that's for sure.
And with all these combines are running out here, that really adds up. Just a pickup you can kind of put up with it. And I'll tell you, them big combines harvesting the corn and the beans, they really drink the fuel. And the trucks hauling at the town only get about 6-7 miles to a gallon. So yeah, that added up too. KD0RSA, I'll turn it back to you, Bob.
All righty, sir. Thank you for being with us tonight, KD0RSA. Mr. Minnesota Mike has already checked out. So let me go to Gary in New Jersey in Point Pleasant. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha, and an X-ray. Mr. Gary, what do you got?
Okay, thank you. KA8, Joy. Juliet Oscar Yankee. Bob, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm just had a little time to come down here in the shack and turn on the Liberty Net, which is great. I love it. Everybody's feeling this takeover by the New World Order. It's a simple thing. They don't want to have anybody except the oligarchs having a benefit of giving everybody else misery around the world. So it's a crazy thing. I just got a couple things to remind everybody. You can go on, if you can get it, RT. That's Russian television or Russian talk, whatever they call it, RT. And there's a fella called Chris Hedges. He's a journalist. He used to work for New York Times. And he just put out a book. He's a reverend, I forget, a Presbyterian, just recently. His father was a priest. But anyway, he went to prisons, and it would be a hard thing to describe how people get screwed. I mean screwed in our judicial system for over probably more than 100 years, but right now it's obvious. These judges, they have this thing down pat. You can't get a trial. You never get a trial. You have to plead your involvement or whatever it is, and then they sentence you any way they want. There's no real judicial system. Hillary Clinton, she can bang away those hard drives and order people to kill each people and all over the, when she was Secretary of State in Libya and other countries, just a horrendous kind of country we got today. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. But anyway, my rant is to keep the faith, and I don't believe anybody really understands how bad this this jab is. That's the last thing I'm going to say. Most folks who get the jab don't even understand what they're doing. They just go along and they sign a release, I believe. I don't know. I never did it. I have never been tested, and I don't plan on getting no jab. And if somebody wants to come out here, if you're listening to anybody out here, come out here in New Jersey and try to give me a jab. I've got a 9mm right in the middle of your head. And that's a promise. At 79 years old, I ain't taking no more baloney from this government. So anyway, back to you, Bob.
All righty. Well, I like your thoughts. Like the sign says, due to the price of ammunition, there will be no warning shots.
I copy that. That's definitely it.
All righty, Gary. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Let me see if I have any other late check-ins before I start the 73 round. This is KAJOY with the Liberty Net.
Check in.
Go ahead.
WB9RWY in Iron River.
Say it again. Whiskey Bravo 9.
Radio Whiskey Yankee in Iron River. Over.
Alrighty, I am struggling a little bit. I've got the Whiskey Bravo 9 radio, and I'm missing the last two. Whiskey Yankee. Alrighty, James, Iron River, Wisconsin. I've seen your call before. I couldn't pull it out. I'm to the bottom of the list, so go ahead, sir.
Okay, yeah, propagation's kind of strange tonight, maybe, but I did want to tell the other fellas that I'm able to copy them pretty well. The old signal is did have some RF on it, but when he dropped down to 50 watts, I could hear him this plain as day, the S7 signal. He went up to 100, and it was just a little bit stronger. So, and then Clint, if you're still listening, you're 5'9 in Iron River, Wisconsin. No problem, solid copy. Yeah, everybody that's checked in, I've been hearing them pretty well. And if you're having trouble, then that's the ether's fault, I guess, and to my advantage. And I guess I heard, current events, I heard that a lot of people have been leaving their jobs over this vaccine mandate. They've just been quitting, and this is a record number. And the story is that there's a lot of people there's a lot of jobs and people are a lot of openings but the employers can't find employees. They say can't find employees. Well, basically what's happened is the Americans have gone on strike. This is right out of Atlas Shrugged. They can't find employees because the people are trying to send the message. And Biden is saying, this proves it's working. It's working. We can force them to take the shots. No, people are saying, no, we're not going to do it. And we're on strike. This is happening all over. That's the way I see it, and that's my comment for tonight. And hello to everybody on the net. This is WB9RWY. Over.
Alrighty, James, thank you. Well, fortunately, my employer did not mandate it, and I retired last month, so I'm probably going to go do something because I don't like sitting around, though I've been busy mowing grass and taking care of a lot of projects, but I definitely won't go somewhere where they mandate it. So thank you, James, for being with us. I'm going to go to the top of the list, and we'll do the 73 round for everybody's final thoughts. So Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee, this is KHOI. Let me throw out an article. It's from the Epic Times. I really like this newspaper. I won't read the whole article, but it's got the wokeism is undermining the operations of the military, Army officer says. Adherents to the woke political undercurrents of the progressive left have claimed their way into the U.S. military leadership, eroding its combat readiness through a culture of political correctness, according to an active duty Army officer. Working in various high-profile roles within the organization, the officer has observed over the past decade the increasing politicalization. I got to quick open this up to the next page. It's going to take me a moment. The politicalization of the military. He didn't blame any individuals or groups, but rather a series of circumstances that have fostered such an environment. I put something on my phone. I'll quick get it. So last night on, I want to say Stinchfield, he had an article. I did it as a screenshot. So he had a female general. Where is that little brat? There she is. So she put on her Twitter page that why the Army thinks a fresh manicure is an obnoxious color compared to the civilian world, which views it as a understatement, yet professional look is beyond me. But I have to be in uniform tomorrow, so here we are. It looked nice while it lasted. Then somebody else texted this major general and said, you ought to request for that to be changed. And she said, yeah, I know. I need to put it on my bucket list. So Major General Joe Claiborne of the United States Army is bitching about that she can't wear nail polish when she's in uniform. We need to be more ready for the next war that inevitably is going to happen than we are about that woman's nail polish. But let me continue the article just for a moment. The problems he pinpointed aren't so much that what is being done, but rather how it's done. Superficially, the military still functions as it should, but looking beneath the surface, one discovers that it has become unfocused on its priorities. The officer spoke on conditions of the concerns and the reprisals. Coming from a long tradition of military service in his family, the officer was brought up with the traditional religious and patriotic values. His immediate drive to enlist at a very young, naive and immature child followed the 9/11 terrorist attacks. So the gentleman's basically saying this woke culture is undermining our military. And that's a true statement. So again, our military is going to be asked to perform, and most likely it's going to involve either China or Taiwan. So, and this major general's worried about her fingernail polish. Amazing. All righty, the 73 round. The final thoughts. Let me go to Mr. Bill. And hopefully you just disconnected your equalizer and you've got your microphone attached to your radio, your amplifier's on, and we can hear you. KO4FE, KHOI.
Okay, KHJOY, LibertyNet from KO4FE. Let's see what's going on here. Let me see this. Am I getting RF in the signal now?
I don't hear RF in the signal, but you definitely don't have enough wattage. You're really kind of low.
All right, let me see if my mic gain needs to come up a little bit. How's the, that's getting up there. How does that sound, Bob?
It sounds pretty good. Let me pass it to Russell and see what he thinks.
Yep, sounds good and clean so far. Sounds good and clean. You need to get the wattage back up where it was, though. You're getting it there. You just, I don't think you're quite as loud as you were, though.
Okay, roger that. I put a little bit of compression on it. How's that sound?
Perfect, perfect, real good.
All right, so apparently the culprit was the equalizer. I think the problem with this thing is the cable going from the equalizer to the radio is unshielded, and I think that's where the RF is. Now, I just threw a ground on the equalizer. I'll play around with that tomorrow. But, yeah, that maybe if I moved it further away from the amplifier, maybe that will help. But anyway, let me get a quick check here just to make sure that it's holding up before I get into this article. So, Russ or whoever could give me a audio report, a quick audio report, then I'll get into this article.
Q5, 100%, KK4WH.
Hey, Mr. Bill, I just want to throw something out because I've been looking at that equalizer myself. I went to a two-hour seminar from Bob Heil, and he has a website, heilsound.com, and he's got a section in there that's called Everything ICOM, Everything Kenwood, Everything Yaesu. So I went to Everything Kenwood, and he told me what are the best settings for my Kenwood, and he's got a section of the 7300 ICOM, and there's just an amazing amount of things that that radio will do. So you ought to check out what his recommendations are, and you might not even need that equalizer anymore.
Yeah, roger. Maybe I will try that. I know the microphone that he recommends for ICOM is really hot. I mean, that thing is, but of course it was designed for the older rigs, which didn't have a lot of gain in the audio amplifier. This 7300's got more gain, so you really got to be careful adjusting that thing. But anyway, since this thing seems to be holding up and I'm bumping up around 1400 watts. I'll assume that it's good enough. Okay, got an article off Zero Hedge. You know, this censorship on the internet is really getting unbelievable. I mean, they're censoring everything. And this is, here's a example. It said, Instagram censors evolutionary biologist for post pointing out men are physically stronger than women. I mean, you wouldn't think that's controversial, but apparently it is. It says, Facebook-owned Instagram has censored evolutionary biologist Colin Wright after he posted a chart that proves men are biologically stronger than women in a range of sports, even if they have undergone gender transitioning treatment. Instagram removed Trump's post, or not Trump, Wright's post, which contained a chart from a scientific study titled Transgender Women in Female Category of Sport Perspectives on Testosterone Suppression and Performance Advantage. The peer-reviewed study was published in the Journal of Medicine and Sports, which has been in wide circulation since 1969. The study by researchers at the University of Manchester in the UK and Karolinska University Hospital in Stockholm found that biological males categorically have performance advantages over biological female across sports that are contested in the Olympics. I mean, that is basically common sense and things that put in something that people have understood for centuries, if not millennia. Says Wright also noticed that he wasn't able to appeal the censorship despite Instagram claiming he could do so, and then he gives various Twitter posts that he made. Says the study, one of several to conclude the same thing, found that the use of typical testosterone suppression methods doesn't diminish the performance advantage that exists between biological men and women by a significant amount. The study, which was published before the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, also found that even after 3 years of hormone therapy, transgender women, that's men pretending to be women, on average still retain strength advantages over biological women. However, as far as big tech is concerned, on this occasion, the science is hate speech. And then it the article concludes with a couple more Twitter posts. But, you know, it's one thing to be censoring on politics or hot topics, and I don't support that, but I'm saying they could come up with a justification probably, but something like this, just for a scientist to point out that men are stronger than women, and that's absolutely outrageous according to Instagram, and they got to censor that. I mean, we are in the world of the Twilight Zone. We're in the upside-down world. So anyway, Bob, I'll pass it back to you, and we'll get some more people in here. 73's to all those that checked in. I apologize for the problems with the station, but sometimes it's unavoidable. And we'll look for you next time, and thanks for running the net, Bob. KAHJOY, the True Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. Well, go and look at that Heil, and he brags about the 7300 and all the different features and things that you can do. I was amazed. I made a couple changes, and I think it helped. He is an interesting man to listen to, so, and it's called Everything Icon. And I'm going to read what Clint wrote. He said, your signal was much, much better. The compression is great. And your signal sounds so clean and pure now. And Clint KC8EHR also wrote, hey, Robert, check this out. Gateway Pundit, one of the nation's largest unions, is not mandating the jab. www.thegatewaypundit.com 2021/10/ Boom Sheet Metal Air Rail Transportation Union member announces stand force against vaccine. So that was from Mr. Clint in Michigan. And again, that statement that Sippy Cup Joe said that all employers of 100 people or more, he threw that out. The media ran with it. There's no executive order. There's no mandate. There was just Joe flapping his lips, and the news media and these employers went crazy. A few of them need to be sued if someone gets ill from the shot is really what needs to happen. So, Mr. Clint, I'm going to give it a shot and see if we can hear you for the 73 round. So I'm going to pass it to you real quick. KC8EHR, KA8JOY. Nothing heard, Mr. Clint. So I hopefully you're hearing me. KCADHR, thank you for typing that stuff. If you've got something else, I'll throw it in between people. Let me say hi to Miss Laura, Mr. Marty, and to JTT and to IRJ for listening to the real, the gold standard Liberty Net, not the perverted net. Appreciate you being with us. Let me go back down to Mr. Russ. Hopefully he's got that little dog with him. KK4WX, Mr. Russ, what do you have for your final thoughts? KAJOY.
Okay, Bob. KAHJOY from KK4WX. You know, we've got a glass sliding door in the den of our house. And where that door is, of course, is a patio. And sort of an awning out there. And we feed our cat that we feed. She's kind of old too, but anyway, I guess it's been about a month or better ago that we started getting a possum to come up here late at night, and those two dachshunds were just raised teetotal cane through that glass sliding door there. They'd get a charge out of watching those possums eat that cat food. So we've been steadily feeding possums around. And there's a younger one showed up that's about half the size of the other one. So I guess possums don't hurt anything. We don't live out in the woods by any means. We live in a residential neighborhood, but I guess these animals, you know, we have rabbits and things that come around in the yard, but what's kind of weird is we're fenced in, but somehow they still get in. I don't know. They've been having a time, so I don't have my little dog out here with me tonight. He's on possum watch, as my wife would say. So, anyway, I wonder where Mr. Larry is tonight. M4ROQ. I hope everything's all right with him. If you've heard anything about where Larry is or what's going on with him, you might want to speak to that, Bob. But anyway, I've got an email here. We've got a real good congresswoman here in the state of Georgia, and I'll tell you what, she's got some kind of guts in her. She's something else. And her name is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she sent an email, and I'll just read it right quick. And I've really got to take my hat off to her. And I may, if I can, I don't have a lot, but I may try to donate a little bit to her and help her campaign out. I don't know if she's up for re-election or what, but it says, Russell, says Democrats in Congress applauded the murder of children and then went outside to pat themselves on the back for their bravery. And I couldn't hold back any longer. I admit it.
I had to voice my disgust over their desire to kill unborn babies. So I followed them outside and screamed at them. You can see the video here.
And I got a link here to the video.
The Democrats yelled back that I was rude while they celebrated the murder of unborn babies. But I don't care. I won't hold back anymore. And I'm here to protect all Americans, born and unborn. And I won't let them get away with it. Says I will keep yelling, and I need every pro-life warrior on my team in this fight. The Democrats' true agenda was unveiled this week. First, they voted to murder children. Then Joe Biden weaponized the FBI to go after any parent who dares to object to their children being taught critical race theory or that Heather has two mommies. They hate kids, they hate parents, and they hate America. This radical leftist movement cannot be allowed to continue. Their values are simply disgusting. They won't stop until our nation is destroyed. We can no longer be polite. If you stand with me, if you stand with morality, if you are about to have a good Christian meltdown of your own, you need to make the most generous donation possible to my campaign so I can defeat the goulash Democrats and their desire to kill unborn babies. The Democrats are already hating me for filing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden and for fighting to protect your family and mine from the socialist agenda. My fight to preserve life will only add fuel to their hateful fire, and that's why I need you on my side. It says, please do all you can to help me in fighting for life and America by donating all you can afford. Thank you, and God bless America. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congresswoman, Republican, Georgia. So there you have it. I'm sure you've may have seen her, I don't know, but she's really a wild cat. Well, I'll tell you what, she's something else. My hat's off to her, and I may just try to send her a few bucks. I don't know. If we got so many that's asking for help, including Trump, so we can only do what we can do. But anyway, I think she's a really good one there. We need more like her. So back up there to you, Bob, K-A-8-J-O-Y from KK4WA.
All righty, Russ. Well, I have to say, Marjorie Taylor Greene is attractive, but boy, does she have a nice caboose on her and nice legs. She has a video of shooting a weapon and she's getting out of a pickup truck. Well, I want to go to Georgia just to chase that woman around. And after I watched her video, I even made a donation, and I don't live in Georgia. Over.
Yeah, she's kind of a looker there, that's for sure. That's one other asset she has. Over.
Yeah, I like looking at her, and I also, the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, I saw her on an interview with Jesse Waters. I wrote her a letter thanking her for her stay out of your business politics in South Dakota, her Christian values and family values. I even asked her if I could trade challenge coins with her from the South Dakota governor's office for my son's challenge coin. And she responded with a handwritten letter and signed with her challenge coin in it. So I immediately sent her my son's challenge coin. So that's another attractive girl. But, yeah, I donated to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'll bet she would be a spitfire to have dinner with. So, yeah, she's cool. I'm going to read here from Marty. He's saying that if Facebook censored them twice for having the Mandelbrot. I don't know what that means. Mandelbrot set, mathematical, factual-like shape, and Quintessa are cats. They claim it does not meet community standards, So to date, we are not allowed on Facebook. Well, that's because you're a bad boy, Marty. And then Clint says, I am checking into linears. I want to get one that has adjustable power like the Tentec. So hopefully very soon I will have more power. Yeah, more power. And then Clint also says, hey, KK4WX, I totally love Marjorie Green. She's awesome. Yeah, I like her because she's sexy too, but she definitely stands up for the American public, things that Sleepy Sloppy Sippy Cup Joe does not stand up for. Let's see. Our side has the it also says our side has the attractive women. Well, that's a true statement. Look at Hillary Clinton, Democrat. Look at, nasty Waters girl woman, Democrat. Nancy Pelosi, Democrat. Ilhan Omar, Democrat. Rashida Tlaib, there's a nasty woman, Democrat. Yeah, we're lucky. The only thing I got to say, Clint, before I move on, the Democrats have that Hawaiian House of Representatives that served in the military. She's a pretty girl. I would like to see maybe Donald Trump reach out and grab her as the vice president nominee next year. Wouldn't that be interesting? A split ticket. A Dem for a vice president who's a conservative and served in the military. That might be pretty cool. So, thank you, Russ, KK4WX. Let me go out to Mr. Moe in Nebraska. KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, what are your final thoughts?
KD0RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, for picking me up. He got his radio kind of around, and he was coming out here very good at 10 over 9. 10 over 9. So he was doing very good at the lap. Before that, why, he was rattling kind of long. Anyway, it's great to get on the net. I do appreciate it. And Russell down there, he's coming out here very good. And so it's been an enjoyable net. But I don't have much else to add. Asked something about my welding. Well, this last week, we had 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts out here. And it was a little on the chilly side with all that wind. And that just don't let a wire welder weld very good with that wind. It'll blow the juice away from it faster than it comes out. So I never went out there and welded in that wind. So if it comes up again, why, I suppose I'll wait till it goes down again, because I'll be outside welding on the ladder. Anyway, it's great to get on the net. I do appreciate it. We're still 52 degrees here. Zero wind. It's hard to believe, but we're zero wind at the present time. And so it's going to be a pleasant day again tomorrow, I guess. At least I hope so. So as far as the nation, like I said before, Biden's administration is a disaster, and it's not going to improve until you get rid of him. That's my opinion, of course. And there's too many coming up from the south, and you need to shut off some of the welfare, as far as I'm concerned. I'm 91, basically. A couple of weeks, I'll be 91, and I'm still out there puttering around. I'm a little slower than I used to be, but I still can get her done. Katie's here, RSA. I'll turn it back to you, Bob. Over.
All righty, Mr. Moe. Your signal dropped out a little bit, but I hope I'm making it back to you. I just love having you on the net with us. So thank you for joining us each and every week. I'll look forward to maybe hearing you down the band tomorrow on Sunday night when I'm on the other frequency. So thank you, Mo. KD0RSA, KJY. Let me reach out to Gary in Point Pleasant, Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha, and an X-ray.
Okay, Bob, thank you. I know. Oh, geez, I got some frogs here. Is my signal hitting you pretty good there, Mo, over in Nebraska?
You're coming out here. Say it again. I'll look to see how high you're getting over.
Okay, I guess I'm doing all right. I'm getting out anyway. All right, I got a couple things here. One of them is I bought a flag on eBay, Joe Biden sucks, and I put that on my front porch. And I have another one that I was at a demonstration in Trenton. I picked up a sign saying, don't be a puppet. Murphy puppet, take off the mask. And I got a lot of replies. People walk up and down the street walking their dogs and they look at it. Some of them give me thumbs up. Some of them look at it disgusted like, but that's what it is. It's a flag saying Joe Biden sucks. So anyway, I got a few other things, but I won't hold everybody up here because it's starting to get a little late. But that South Dakota supposedly has a lot of tax dodger people from all over. They have some kind of program where they dodge taxes. So I don't know if that South Dakota is really the up and up with that good-looking governor, but it's an out west thing, so I think people need work. Supposedly 500 people are in that office or that kind of tax dodging system out there, but I don't know if it's true or not, but I think it would be. So I'm going to sign off and turn it back to you, Bob. K8JOYWB2JAX.
Alrighty, sir. Well, thank you for joining us. And it's kind of interesting you say you have that flag. Somebody just sent me a text message. It's the U.S. Marine, the Gunny Emery. And it's a sign that says, back in my day, we didn't have as many warning labels because people weren't so effing stupid. Yeah, they really are. So, alrighty, Gary, thank you for joining me tonight. Or joining us, I should say. Come back again. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha and an X-ray. Last but not least is Mr. James in Wisconsin. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Mr. James, your final thoughts.
What they call a fractal pattern. I don't know why anybody be offended by that. I think it's something else. I guess you mentioned that President Biden had a 36% approval rating and I thought that. But that's amazing because usually they go these little samples on the Democrat side, so she's only 30%. It's got to be really bad. So it's probably less than that. I wondered if anybody else has picked up the telemarketing trick that's been going on, where they have pre-recorded responses. That the operator will touch a button, and he will, and this will get in perfect English. The response to whatever question you have, even if you ask them, you know, are you a recording? You have a response to this. We have pre-recorded responses, and I can only think maybe this one does that. They used to call you when they couldn't speak English very well. Now they're running a tribe. They just have pre-recorded. You can't come up with stuff. So I think this is. So I don't. That's not going to work. But keep your alert about that, and it's just something they've been doing. I did want to mention that this week my boss had coronavirus, and his wife did too. They're both home vaccinated. And my wife's doctor got coronavirus. She's better vaccinated. Anyways, I'm kidding. That's about, excuse me.
mention that I did get a last time I called it, but you didn't need to ask for money to just come in the right way. But my priorities were then going right in the letter back. And I go, you know what, we got a problem with freedom of speech. People are afraid to speak out. Look at these school board meetings, they're getting targeted by the FBI. And this is where tyranny is. You know, if you're afraid to address the government, you're afraid to speak out. And this is what are you going to do next? I don't know. So I mentioned that to him. I had that yet, but I don't know about it. So here I am. On the ham radio, I'm talking to my freedom of speech. Well, I don't have it anymore. So thank you, Bob. WB9RWY over.
Thank you, James. We do have to exercise our freedom of speech, and that the school board in Virginia, the father was speaking out because his daughter was sexually assaulted and sodomized by a boy wearing a skirt, and the school board didn't want to hear it. He started to raise his voice. The police start pulling and tugging on him, and he starts resisting. I don't blame him for being mad. The school board allowed his daughter to be sexually assaulted. I'm sure we'll see more about that, but of course the left doesn't want to talk about that. We want everybody to be happy, and the boys can go in the girls'. You notice the girls aren't going in the boys' restroom because they'll be assaulted there. It's out of control. The world is upside down. Dear God, help us. Well, with that being said, before I close tonight's Liberty Net, do I have anybody to see to hear about the woman raped in the train? So Clint is saying, Robert, did you hear about the woman raped on a train in New York? Nope, I didn't hear about that one. I'll have to go look that up. Amazing. Does anybody have any final thoughts or comments before I wrap this up tonight? Over. Nothing heard. I'm waiting for this article to pop up because Clint sent it to me. Let me see what it says here. I got to use my finger. So Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, a woman was raped by a stranger on a commuter train in suburban Philadelphia in the presence of other riders who a police officer said should have done something. Superintendent Timothy Barnhart of the Upper Darby Police Department said officers were called by the 69th Street Terminal around 10 p.m. Wednesday after the assault on a westbound train on the Market Frankford line. An employee of the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority who was in the vicinity as the train went past called police to report something wasn't right when a woman aboard a train. The police waiting at the next stop found the woman and arrested a man. The woman was taken to the hospital. Burnett called the victim an unbelievably strong woman who provided police with a lot of information. She did not know her attacker. She's on the mend. Hopefully she will get through this. The entire episode was captured on surveillance video that showed other people on the train at the time. There was a lot of people, in my opinion, that should have intervened. Somebody should have done something. It speaks to where we are in society. I mean, you would allow something like this to take place. Well, a good example is look at all these videos that we have of people being assaulted, being punched in the head, knocked unconscious, shot. People are recording that instead of acting. I carry insurance. If you have a CCW permit, you definitely should think about insurance. Mine is USCCA. The National Rifle Association offers it. But if you intervene, you know that you're going to have hell to pay. That's just the way this society is. But I'm going to intervene myself. So USCCA, it's like $287 a year. I don't get a kickback. I just think if you have a weapon and you're going to stick your neck out to protect someone's life, you need to be able to fight in court. So with that being said, I'm going to ask one more time. Does anybody got any final thoughts before I wrap it up for the night? Over.
204 Whiskey X,
go ahead there, Mr. Russ.
Yeah,
I'd like to make a call out to Mo and ask him a question right quick. I'm just curious. KD0 RSA, Mo, are you still monitoring KK4WX?
Roger. Go ahead, Russell.
Mo, I heard you mention about diesel and what you're paying for diesel fuel and all that. By the way, you have an excellent signal down here in South Georgia. I didn't mention that, and beautiful audio. So I don't know what you're running, but I'd put a nail in it, as they say. I'm just curious. Last February, March, somewhere in there, I had to buy me a new, it was a used pickup. I bought a 3/4 ton, which was bigger than my half ton, and I had to step up to a diesel because my wife had purchased us an RV, and we started doing this RVing, and boy, I tell you what, that half ton truck just it had plenty of power because my half ton truck had a Hemi. But it just, you know, it was just constantly downshifting in one thing or another. And it felt like I was being pulled all over the place. So I went on ahead and got another truck traded. And this time I got a 3/4 ton with a quad cab. And I've got the Cummins 6.7 liter diesel, which is a real, it really has the torque. And it's just amazing. I can put it in cruise, and even up a hill, it pulls that RV like she's not even towing anything. But I'm just curious, what kind of vehicle have you got your diesel? What kind of vehicle is your diesel runner there, Mo? KD0's RSA KK4WX.
Well, Russell, I got a 2001, I bought it brand new, Dodge 3/4 ton with the Cummins. It's got, I forget the number of it. It's a 6-cylinder diesel in it. But I have the 6-speed transmission. And anyway, at 65 mile an hour, I get between 17 and 18 miles to a gallon. Well, I got more time than I got money, and since this diesel has went up so high, I slowed that pickup down to 50 mile an hour or 52 right in there, and I can get 23 and 24 and sometimes 25 out of it. That's what the computer thing says up there on the above the mirror, and so that's what I'm doing up there with that. I just slowed down, and it's making quite a difference in the mileage that I get. I don't pull an RV or anything like that, but I will be pulling this hunting trailer around, but it's up in the air so high, I imagine I'm going to probably stay around 15, 20 mile an hour with it, because I sure don't want to upset it. KD0 RSA, I'll turn back to Russell, over.
Okay, Mo, I hate to take the time of the net. I know Bob probably wants to close this thing out, but I have enjoyed finding out this something I would like to ask you about later on and see how you like that old Dodge. Boy, I've known a lot of people that's had them and got the Cummins, and the Cummins seems to be sort of a rock of Gibraltar, so to speak. I mean, of engine. See, the Cummins has been making them for an awful long time, and they're really, really for the most part, I haven't heard anything bad about them. I mean, they just keep on and on and on going. So I think that's one thing that Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, or they don't call them Plymouths anymore, but
Mopar, and I think they call them Ram trucks. Now, I've got a, the one I've got is a 2015, and it had 64,000 miles, and I bought it from an older gentleman from a couple of counties over, and it's just a beautiful truck. It, he took very good care of it, and I think he garaged it. I don't even see any mud or dirt or anything up underneath it, so he maintained it very well, changed the oil on the correct intervals and all, so I think I got a real good one. And I just love driving that thing and listening to that Cummins diesel. So you've got one of the early ones where they don't have this modern DEF or whatever you call it, all this stuff, pollution crap they put on. And that's the only problem with mine that I can think of, although it doesn't smoke or anything. It's real clean, but I do like it. So thanks for that. Let me get in there, Bob. I appreciate it. I just wanted to ask Mo and find out what kind of a truck he had, and so now I know. We both got Dodge or Rams or whatever you want to call them, and I've got the 6.7 liter, which is a very big engine, and it's a straight inline six with, I think that thing's got about 850 pounds of torque. Can you believe that? 850 pounds of torque. Just unbelievable. Back up there to you, Bob, KAHJOY from KK4WX.
Well, thank you, Russell. KK4WX, you have no need to apologize. I'm glad that you guys discussed this. Remember what I read in the beginning. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the Real the Great Liberty Net. A diesel engine is definitely an amateur radio topic. Over.
Well, I'm glad to know that. You don't never know you. I belong to a local club, and I won't get all in it, but I had we've got nets that they check in on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and I was bringing some factoids up about the vaccine and the virus and one thing and another. Anyway, I guess the net control got a little bit perturbed with me, and he got real sore, and he kind of told me about it and where I could take it, and that I guess I wasn't welcome anymore on the net to talk about anything unless it was ham radio related. And then they have something called a reflector, which is nothing more than an email system that ties all the members in, and you can send an email on this email system, and it'll copy everybody else. But the guy who runs that, he's I guess he thinks he's another Mark Zuckerberg, because he's started censoring people as well and what they put out. So just don't never know who you're liable to offend nowadays. Bob, you just, just got to be careful. So I didn't want to be, kind of in an asking mode there, over.
Well, I appreciate it, but that's not necessary. I like talking about vehicles. One of my seven professions is I was a General Motors Buick and Oldsmobile mechanic. So I like me some motor vehicles, and I definitely like diesels. My generator in my house is a diesel, my tractor is a diesel, and I even have a small portable diesel generator. So I like diesel engines. Over.
Oh, wow, man. That sounds great. I wish I had a diesel generator, but I don't. Something else, with this gas, Bob, is the stuff with this ethanol. You cannot run ethanol gasolines in these smaller engines. It'll just devastate them. So I've got two generators, both of them gas. One of them's about a 2,500. What is that? 2,500 crank. Is it wattage or something like that? Watt. And the other one
we'll put out about 6,600. So that one is my newest one, but the smaller one is gasoline only, and the other one is what they call a dual fuel, which it'll run on propane or gasoline. So to take it in, I've run nothing but propane in it so far. And I was told, as long as I run propane, that it virtually never have any problems, and it will run forever. So far, I've known run nothing but propane. But the other ones have been good, but I've been real finicky about keeping good gas and gas that's been treated with that Stabil stabilizer. So far, so good on that. And it's also, by the way, it's got a petcock under the fuel tank to where you can shut the gasoline off, and you can virtually let the carburetor run all the gasoline out of it. So that keeps it that keeps the carburetor in good shape also, Bob. KK4WS.
Well, one thing is the advantage of propane is your oil will not get as dirty as fast. Propane's not as hot as gasoline, so you lose a few watts, but not much. But yeah, propane's a much cleaner fuel to run an engine on. Everything has that ethanol in it, but we have a couple gas stations not that far from here that have gasoline only, no ethanol. They charge you a dollar a gallon more. So our gas is $3.25. A gallon of that gas is $4.25. So like in my jet ski, when we play on the water, I use regular gasoline, but when I'm done, I fill it up with that gasoline only and put a little additive in it because that's a lot easier on the engine. But anyhow, it's fun to have other discussions. We don't have to just talk about COVID-19 or politics. It's kind of fun to talk about engines and other interests that we have. Over.
Absolutely, Roger. Well, I've always been sort of open-minded about such types of discussions, and just don't never know. There's a lot of people that have a lot of good information, a lot of experience in a lot of areas, and it's a good way to find out these things, you know, when you get on there and talk about them. Otherwise, you don't know. But that's interesting about Mo getting better fuel mileage by backing down on the accelerator a little bit and slowing down. And I've also got a 6-speed transmission on mine. And I'll tell you what, if it has to be going down the road a little bit at a certain speed to finally get in that 6-forward speed. So it's got a, let's see, I think that thing's called a 68 RFP transmission. And it really seems to be a pretty decent transmission. When I bought the thing, I looked at the service intervals and all the things in the service manual, and I found out that, you know, I believe in servicing the transmission and the rear ends and all that, so I did all that. And let's see, there's some other kind of thing since this thing is since it's got all this whatever you call it, this DEF and whatnot in it. There's a filter that's in the crankcase that I changed it. I think you have to change it at 67,000 miles, so I changed it. And so anyway, I've really been enjoying my truck, and I just love it. And I wish I had bought a diesel a long time ago. This diesels are just, I'll tell you, they're just hard to beat.
Yeah, diesel's fun. I do not have a diesel motor vehicle. I would not mind having one, but I don't drive it enough. And you've got to drive a diesel. But as I said, my generator's a diesel. I carry 170 gallons of fuel in on hand to run the house, so I could go about 10 days. But I like diesel. They're fun to play with, so... Well, I have to read. I'm not going to read the whole thing But Marty was talking about the Liberty Nets, how the first round, then we call for late check-ins, and then we can talk in a round table, and everybody remaining can debate science, physics, engineering, philosophy, history, or any subject of I don't know what his last word is. I guess any subject. I can't figure out what the word is he put in there, but it's a pleasure having you talk about the engines, Russ, and with Mr. Moe. I like how Mr. Moe says he has more time than money, so he's driving 52 miles an hour instead of 65 miles an hour. I wrote that down.
Well, that's what I do. And hey, I got two 83 Ford 6.9 diesels also. And the 6.9 diesel is a very, very good motor. But you can't let a mechanic time it. They don't advance the timing on a 6.9. It is set where it's set, and you need to time it yourself and get that pump turned over so it is firing just almost right on top. So the fuel gets there right on top, and them diesels, them old Fords will run a long time, but don't get them hot. And also on that 5.9 Cummins, we got them on irrigation wells, and the one trouble I had with the one that I had on a well was it had gotten hot before. Well, I got it used from my boy, but it was timed way too slow. And the manifold and the exhaust pipe would turn red at night. If you get them diesels turned up where they fire just almost right on top, that manifold will stay black and the exhaust will be black. And they won't turn red, and so then you're burning all of your diesel instead of blowing it out the exhaust pipe. Over.
How interesting. Those Cummins are a good old engine, as they called them, a come-along, but they definitely did a very good job. Over.
Roger, roger. And then 5.9 Cummins is on an irrigation well. Sometimes you'll have trouble with the valves on number one. Sometimes you'll have trouble with the valves on number one because the water circulation doesn't circulate up there like it should to the number one. Over.
Interesting fact. I like that. All righty, gentlemen. Well, let me see. I'm not in a hurry. Let me see if I have anybody else that wants to make any additional comments. Over. Go ahead.
WB9RWY. Today, I was at the home improvement store, and I saw for sale a garden tiller. It was battery operated, and I thought, that's not going to work. My garden tiller I have, one of them's an 8-horsepower, the other one's like a 3-horsepower, and we have heavy dirt. It's clay, okay, and it takes a lot of power to till this dirt. And I thought, a battery-operated rototiller probably isn't going to work here, and it probably will work in dirt that doesn't need tilling. Some kind of a soft loam that is already set to plant, but that reminded me of why we have all these ports backed up in California. They said part of the problem was the truckers were told they have to get electric trucks, and they're not doing that. That was interesting. So back to the net, WB9RWY.
Well, look what that crazy Newsom out in California passed an executive order. All lawnmowers, weed whips, backpack blowers, hedge trimmers, All of that stuff has to be electric. No more gasoline-powered yard pools. You're not going to be able to run a landscaping business on batteries. Over.
Right, I kind of worked it out. I don't know how much power this chiller is able to produce as a battery, you know. I assume it's a pretty big battery, but I didn't really see it. But, you know, a chiller needs, you know, thousands of watts, maybe 3,000 watts, maybe as much as 5,000 to 6,000 watts. And that's how much, you know, several horsepower is. And that battery is going to be depleted awfully quickly. It might run for an hour or two, but I don't see that really being very practical. I'm sure if the guy doing, you know, commercially any kind of garden work, I don't think that's going to work well. But for a small garden, probably would work. But like I said, where it could work, probably isn't needed. Over.
Yeah, we are definitely, when a Boeing 737 can take off on D cells, maybe I'll think about an electric car again. But I've already had one Tesla. I had it for 10 weeks and I got rid of it. It was a nice car. It was a fast car. It was a pain in the butt to keep it charged. My house electricity went from $120 a month to $245 a month. And I only drove the car 1,800 miles total. So where was the savings? So, all righty. Well, let me check and see if there's any other last comments before I close this Liberty Net. This is KHOI. Nothing heard. So thank you for everyone that's still with us. Thanks for joining us tonight. It was great discussion. I appreciate it, and look forward to you on Wednesday and the following Saturday. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States sailors and soldiers that are listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. God bless each and every one of you that have been with us tonight. Thank you. And please pray for this country. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Oscar and a Yankee. I'll be clear.
KRSA.